FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The following story contains details of child abuse and may not be suitable to some listeners. A Durban mother has begun serving a 20-year sentence for the murder of her 3-year-old daughter. The Durban High Court sentenced the 35-year-old woman this week. In court, it was revealed she initially gave the child up for adoption in 2019. 3 years later, her husband from the UK, who the mother had 2 other children with, asked her to bring her daughter back so they could raise her. In May 2022, the husband was forced to return to the UK due to an expired visa, leaving the mother alone with the children. In court, the woman admitted she often assaulted the children threw objects at them. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkasunkara says the little girl had been strangled to death.
She pleaded guilty to the assault with intent to do grievous bodily harm and murder. During sentencing, the court deviated from life imprisonment and sentenced her to 20 years imprisonment. In deviating, the court considered that the accused chose to plead guilty. The court also accepted that the accused had been a victim of physical and sexual abuse. The fact that the accused had been in custody for 3 years and that she required medication to treat some of her conditions also led to the court's deviation.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has applied to the Gauteng High Court for leave to appeal a ruling declaring his signing of the NHI Act reviewable. The court had ordered him to submit decision records to the Board of Healthcare Funders within 10 days. Ramaphosa argues the ruling overlooked presidential discretion and plans to petition the Constitutional Court later this month. Meanwhile, the BHF is launching 2 more legal challenges against the NHI Act and its public participation process. In other news, an organisation that works with missing people has expressed concerns about resources getting wasted on people leaving their homes voluntarily. Renegade Search and Rescue says out of the 20 cases that they respond to, only around 2 turn out to be legitimate. Here's the organisation's Dawn Gowden.
A lot of people leave home sometimes to find peace, get away from the issues that they're facing at that particular time, but people do not tell their loved ones, next of kin or friends. Upon them gone missing, family members have no information pertaining to their whereabouts. Their concern leads them to completing a missing persons report. A lot of resources are wasted as well, included by the police.
And abroad, South Korea's ex-president Yoon Suk-yeol has left his conservative party as it gears up for snap elections. They were triggered by his impeachment over a bid to impose martial law. The People Power Party had been under pressure to expel Yoon ahead of next month's election, as polls have shown it trailing the main opposition party. Yoon is standing trial on criminal charges of insurrection. Your top story this hour, a Durban mother has begun serving a 20-year sentence for murdering her 3-year-old daughter. You can find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.